Hi again, that's Thomas from Saigon. I'm just walking with my dogs in the morning, it's around 7. And in the last week I got two stories about dogs in Vietnam. There's a very sad thing. I mean, we are living in a neighborhood where, yes, of course, most people are kind of wealthy compared to the average income in Vietnam. But is something that happens everywhere. It's called dog napping. That doesn't mean that the dog takes a nap. It means that people steal your dog and ask for a ransom, and then you may get your dog back. So the funny thing is that we are in an area here that's kind of protected. We have security guards on nearly every corner, and the security is patrolling here. So there was one incident when people had a chihuahua, and the chihuahua was just gone in the next morning. So they went to the security and said, "Have you seen what happened to our chihuahua?" And the security said, "Yes. Give us 2 million dong, which is approximately a little bit more than $100. Give us 2 million and then we will tell you where the dog is." So because they love the dog, they gave the security 2 million dong. And then they showed them a shop, so-called pet shop, where the dog was. But the pet shop owner asked for another, 2 million or even more. That's business here in Vietnam. There was another dog who is just gone, and the problem is that security doesn't know where the dog is, as the owner told me. It's not at the shop here nearby where they all bring all the kidnapped dog. It's really funny, everyone knows that. The police says, we know it, but we don't care about dogs, so sorry. So dog napping is really an issue in Vietnam. It's not so much about that they eat the dogs, what some people tell. Yes, they eat dogs, but usually not. They don't steal it for eating. They steal it for ransom, or sometimes they steal it because they like it. The last dog that disappeared was a kind of wok dog, a breed which sometimes you get a lot of money for that. I heard people, they pay $2,000 for a pure breed of Phu Quoc dogs. Phu Quoc is an island in Vietnam. And the dogs are so-called Vietnamese Ridgebacks because they have this this line on the back. Yeah, so much about the problem with dog napping in Vietnam. That's why I keep my dogs very, very close to me and always see where they are. Because, people on the motorbike, imagine that. They come with a motorbike and just while they're driving, the backseat driver just grabs your dog and he's gone. Luckily, our male dog is 15 kilos, so for an average Vietnamese, it might be not that easy to grab him directly from the motorbike. All right, that's it for today. Have a good time. Bye-bye from Saigon in Vietnam.